So I really love airplanes. Yeah. Ducky also like it. Yeah. I play Microsoft Flight Simulator. Yeah, remember we did once? Yeah, we never got another video. We should. Yeah. So aviation animes. They're pretty cool. Some of them, some are not. We have decided to talk about three of them that really got our attention. The first one is Skycrawlers. We covered that in the podcast a few years ago. You can go ahead and check it out. It's an anime from 2018. We also covered The Princess and the Pilot from 2011. Right. But we never did the continuation, which is a pilot's love song. Correct. And there, finally, we were able to see it. I've seen it first. You haven't seen it. Correct. And then The Magnificent Kotobuki. Kotobuki. And this one, let's begin with this one. Okay. It's from 2019. There is an anime and there is a film. Yeah. It has a 6.87 on my anime list. Let me tell you about this anime, Kotobuki. It has different names. The Magnificent Kotobuki. The other one is the Kotobuki Squadron in the Wilderness. And other titles. But mainly, let's stay with the yeah, Kotobuki. Anyway, there are these girls. There are mercenaries, call it like that. And let me tell you, it's 2019 and the dogfights are spectacular. Yes, each episode there is a dogfight, different scenario, different style of flying. It's a beautiful ride. The sound is nothing but spectacular, beautiful. I mean, this is one of those animes that you have to watch with your earphones, not the TV subwoofer. Yeah, no, watch it with a good piece of equipment because it's just a thrill ride, correct? That's the good. The bad, man, I don't know. It feels like all over the place. They wanted to do so much stuff. They wanted to tell you so much in this, 12 episodes? Yeah. And at the same time, there is so much to cover, and they didn't cover. The dialogue felt like all over the place because there are five girls, correct? Six if you count the mechanics. I believe there were six. But there's so many characters, and they all try to talk at this, not the same time, but they try to be their own characters on each episode, tell you something new about them. And it really gets you, like, lost, correct? I mean, there is also, like, a love story here, and they leave it on the side. There is something going on with one of the girls, and they just put it on the side. They just concentrate on one of the girls that really, and in fact, I didn't saw her, like, the main character, but I guess in a way she was like the main character. Which one? The one with the father, the guy that raised her. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I didn't show it that way. How do you saw it? No. I mean, like, she was the main character. I understand what you were saying. Right. So that was the problem that I had with the anime. Also, the soundtrack. Again, you were expecting a great duck fight like Top Gun and the music. And no, it really, especially the beginning episodes, you are really listening to some music that got me scratching my head, like, why? Also, show me the animation. Yeah, the animation sometimes, I felt like I was watching one of those 3D movies from, you know, the Barbie films. Okay, if you watch Barbie, I have watched a couple of Barbie movies. But at the same time, other style of animation they brought up. So it felt like I was watching a different anime sometimes. And again, the dialogue didn't help out. And let's go to the movie. Let's go to the movie. Because we thought that the movie was a continuation from the anime. In fact, when you start watching the movie, I believe the first 40 minutes of the film is something different. And it's not until you start catching up after the 40 minutes that you realize, like, oh, wait a minute, this is the anime. This is the anime. It's just they change a few things here and there and it looks still very nice, very interesting. The changes that they did, for example, they do the introduction of the characters, how they meet. We didn't see that in the anime. In the anime, they already knew each other. So small details here and there. Still the fighting things, fighting scenes, the dogfights. They were pretty good, pretty spectacular. They left some ones here and there, some shots here and there. Other ones they changed. They didn't look like those Barbie movies from the 90s. I believe, Barbie movies came out in the 2000s. How did you know? Well, I have to watch them. I want an explanation. Very nice. We should cover Barbie. Is Barbie anime? No, because we agree that it's just going to be a Japanese or Asian culture. Still, We should talk about Barbie. All right, let's move on. Okay. So, continuing, yes, we are going back in time in 2008, and we're gonna see the Skycrawlers. Skycrawlers, yeah. You did this one on the podcast. Yes, before I was born. Before you were born into the podcast. Now, it has a 7.3 on my anime list. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yes. It's a movie of 2 hours and 2 minutes. Tell us your wish are. Yes. How many times have you watched it? This is going to be the third time. How did you feel after watching it? Still great, great movie. Good visuals. The mystery, the tension between the main character was spectacular. I mean, I was trying to figure it out. I mean, I do know what was going on, but still, rewatching it again after a couple of years still transports me back to like, oh, what? I really don't remember these details. Yeah, it's not until the end of the movie that they actually tells you, explain to you, yeah, right, that what was going on. In fact, it's not at the end of the movie, it's after the credits. Yeah. So we're talking about they copy Marvel style. It's not common to see it, exactly. It's not common to see it in this type of movies of animes. Now, I am curious, the visuals, what did you think about them? The visuals were great. Again, something that really got me thinking now that I was watching it, this is made by drawn or is computerized. I really was drawn. What are you talking? Shut up. You have no idea what you're talking about. You did cover this movie in your podcast years ago. Yeah. Now, in your podcast, you mentioned it. You can listen to it, guys. We should put like a link. Yeah, but this was before he became so wise now. How do you feel listening to yourself and your podcast and compared it to now? It's an experience, man. I mean, I don't know. Every year you get better and wiser and mature. And yeah, I was pretty stupid back then. You still are. Now, something that was very interesting is that you bought this movie for $1. Yes, in Dollar Tree. Correct. And then you went to Walmart and it was expensive. Yeah, it was like, oof. I don't know what I said in the pocket. It was $14, $15, something like that. You should just buy a lot of Dollar Tree and sell them online. You will be a millionaire. I don't think so. It's a good idea. Something that this movie really got me was their faces. They were quite scary. Why? Do you know why? No idea why. They do explain that they transfer their memories to the new person, to the new children. Correct. And now it's more like they're clones or something like that. Yeah, that's what I get too. I mean, I don't know if they were clones or not, but it was a very interesting movie. You don't feel the 2 hours and 2 minutes. 2 minutes, thank you. That was very nice. All right, so continue talking about movies. We're going to talk about what I understand is one of your favorite movies. Correct. It's The Princess and the Pilot from also 2008. Really, 2008? Yes. But this movie was actually came out to the movie theaters in Japan in 2011. Oh, okay. I did not know that. Well, you should listen to your podcast more. Yeah. It is also in the manga. Really? Oh. Yeah, oh boy, you should have read it. Do you read it? No, but just, you are the otaku here, not me. It has a 7.6 on my anime list. See, that's, oh wow. 2008 was a good year for pilots. In anime, of course. Yeah. Now, I'm curious, you don't know about the ending of the manga?
No. In fact, I don't believe the manga is translated in English. It's just Japanese, yeah.
Okay. So I did my research. Oh, you got the ending of the manga? No, I just wanted to see your face. Oh, shut up.
Man, that was so mean. Because most of the time, the ending, they're different. Yeah. So,
no. I don't know. I do like the detail at the end of the movie that they put the words like it was based on a true story, which we all know it's not. But yeah, that was a very nice detail. I also forgot about it. Yeah. Also, something that was very, very interesting to me. You said that Skycrawler cost you $1. Yes. Do you know? And I'm looking here at some web pages as we speak. Okay. I have seen this movie
It's in $20 in Walmart, but it's from a third party. Okay, from the Right Stuff Anime, it is $15. Oh, I should go ahead and buy it. Yeah, because the next store that I'm not going to mention, because I don't know if it's one of those weird online stores, yeah, it's $130 and it's used. I have noticed that NIS America or Nisa America, yeah, they sell very expensive stuff. Yeah, because they're quite limited. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Who was talking here? I have no idea. Somebody would notice. Somebody would find the truth. Do we talk about what was the big deal? This whole cliche about the girls drinking only two drinks and they got all drunk in anime. This is like always happens. See, I have never drank in my life. Let me have two drinks. And then she goes to start drinking and she gets so crazy. I know, yeah. But overall, it's a great movie. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for showing me this movie. Great visuals. Yeah. They really show you the whole fulfill your duty. Yeah, you have to fulfill your duty. Forget about love. Forget about our deep connection that we have. We have to stick to the original plan of going back to my future husband. Yeah, and it's so sad in a way. I agree. Because, you know, they have this past, both of them, the princess and the pilot, and they should realize, and they have this unique chance to be together and let love triumph. And the whole fulfill your duty, the whole fulfill your duty comes back, and it's one of those stories that it's quite sad. Yeah. But they're gonna come back in the end. She's gonna secretly take the money out of the king, the prince. Well, they're gonna get married, yeah, and then she's gonna steal the money and live with him. Because it sounds like the prince didn't care about her. Yeah, well, he wrote to her, but that's the way that the enemy find out that their location. Oh, you know what? You're right. And he promised her to get married within a year. More than a year passed, and he didn't care. I believe he fell in love with somebody else. That's you gossiping now, isn't it? Dude, have you seen Game of Thrones, The Red Wedding? This is something like that. No, you cannot compare this with Game of Thrones. Like, whatever. Let's talk about the continuation. Yeah. Now, the anime is after the movie. Yes, the anime is in 2014. The movie is 2011. Which one did you saw first? You know, I don't remember, man. Oh, horrible. I don't know, but what do you think about the anime?
Oh, it got me by surprise because half of it was like a romance and the other half like, oh boy, it's a war movie. It's a war anime. Yeah, very sad, the ending.
It was, yeah. You know, I kind of remember when I was rewatching it, I knew about the ending, but I didn't remember, so sad.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
No, I mean, you could think that because it's 2014, not so long from 2011, the scenery, the images will be the same. Yeah, no, it's actually 2014. The anime really, really looks like an anime. And then the movie, you can tell that they put a lot of work on the colors, on the scenarios.
Yeah.
And again, I had no problem with it. In fact, you cannot tell that these two movies are connected until I believe it's almost at the end of the episode, probably episode 7 or 8, that they kind of mention the princess,
right,
from the movie. And it's not until the end that, you know, oh yeah, we are connected with that movie. But other than that, this anime stands alone by itself as the movie. You don't have to see one or another to understand. No, I mean, you can actually watch it. And it's very sad that it's only 13th episode.
Yeah, it could have been at least two more episodes.
Yeah, because the anime ends,
I don't know if he dies.
You know what? Spoiler alert. I don't know. I mean, he goes to save the girl, but the last time we actually see him, he's flying by himself. So it's open to interpretation. Maybe it's just the way they wanted to end the anime, or it's just he died and he continued flying.
Nah, you need to read the manga. Don't start with that.
Very funny. Very funny. Of all them, I really wanted to talk about that really looks like Darling in the Franxx. You know, they're going to school. Yeah, they have the partners. You're absolutely right. To me, no. To me, it didn't felt at all. I mean, if you see Darling in the Franxx first and then saw this one, you're gonna compare it with some, yeah, a couple of things here and there, especially the psychological thing. Oh yeah, I mean, spoiler alert, one of the characters die and is very emotional. It's very, again, psychological, what you see on the other half of the anime, because the first half is their training, getting to know the characters, and then the other half, oh boy, this is war, this is a war anime, and it's very, very, very well made. Yeah, especially that part, the hero's death, absolutely. Some people were, I read the comments, they were talking about, oh, he could have lived, he could have, you know, saved himself, but no, because his partner, the one that was flying with him, she was also going to die, but it was, I don't know where she was safe. Yeah, so no way he couldn't leave. I love the coordinate details, how they communicate with telegram stuff. Yeah, that was cool. But the best thing was the tire reference on the last episode. Oh man, that was so. I'm very cold, and that was sad. How do you say that? She say like some love songs can be sung while you stay with you. Yeah, it was horrible. I mean. But I do understand he was more attracted to the other girl. Yeah, but still, she gotta say something now. There was already a line drawn. I really enjoyed the detail of this anime that looks, it felt like you were watching the revolution of Russia, you know, during the Romanov, right? Yeah, it really felt like that, you know, the whole let's kill the king, and then the son, Anastasia, in this case, will be the Russian that supposedly live. Here in this anime, is actually the kid, and he also had like this other brother. That was crazy. Yeah, that's what that was. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. No, yeah. I mean, you were saying that it could have been 15, maybe two more episodes, just to wrap things up. Like, hey, you have a brother, and hey, I am going to rescue the girl. And they just, I guess, they didn't have enough time for it. It's so sad. I mean, by this time, we haven't got an OVA. We haven't got anime second season, so yeah, let's use our imagination. You can write something on Wattpad. The real continuation, that would be nice, but now it's way beyond. I mean, the languages they use here, their tactics, it was very well done. One of my favorites, I believe it's my favorite from all the aviation anime we watch. Yeah, absolutely agree. We did miss a couple. Yeah, we actually did. Well, we didn't have. We didn't know what we're doing. I really wanted to talk about The Last Exile. Maybe we can cover it in another section another time. Yeah. And the Studio Ghibli one, Porco. There are a few of them that still we missed. But yeah, we did a great job here. That's for you to say. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.